Trusts. 1. Private Express Trust Issue. Private Express Trust Heavily Tested Rule. A fiduciary relationship with respect to property whereby one person, the trustee, holds legal title for the benefit of another, the beneficiary, and with arises out of a manifestation of intent to create it for a legal purpose. Issue. Requirements of a Private Express Trust Answer Patterned Rule. To create an express trust, first, the settlor must manifest an intention to create the trust. In this case, second, the trustee must be appointed. In this case, third, there must be a trust res or property. In this case, fourth, there must be a beneficiary to enforce the trust. In this case, finally, the trust purpose cannot be illegal or contrary to public policy. In this case, therefore, is a trustee to a valid trust and subject to the duties of the trustee. Issue. Manifestation of Trust Intent Heavily Tested Rule. First, there must be present manifestation of trust intent made by the settlor. You cannot manifest intent for a trust to arise in the future. No magic words are needed to create the trust. Settlor does not have to use the words trust, trustee, or beneficiary. However, precatory words of wish, hope, or desire by themselves are not sufficient to create the trust. Mandatory words are required. If it must be concluded that the words are precatory and the parole evidence is not sufficient to cause a trust to be created, then the transferee owns the property in fee simple. Trusts of personal property do not have to be in writing. The statute of frauds applies only to real property. Issue. Trustee heavily tested rule. Second, the trust must have a trustee, but the court will not allow the trust to fail solely because there is no trustee or a trustee refuses to serve. The court, in such case, will appoint a trustee. Until the trustee is appointed, the settlor or the settlor's estate will hold legal title issued. Property of the trust heavily tested rule. Third, there must be a trust res, or trust property. Any presently existing interest in property that can be transferred can be the corpus of a trust. E.g. 1. A fee simple, to a future interest. E.g. contingent remainder. 3. A life insurance policy, for bonds. 5. Stocks. Illusory interests cannot be the subject matter of a trust. E.g. 1. Future profits to a business, to a debt that settlor owes beneficiary is not property and cannot be the corpus of a trust. A debt is a liability, not a property. 3. The mere expectancy, what settlor expects to inherit or receive as a gift. The mere expectancy is not property issue. The beneficiary who can't be the beneficiary of a private express trust. Heavily tested rule. Fourth, there must be a beneficiary. Any ascertainable person, including legal person or group of people, can be the beneficiary of a private express trust. Corporations can be the beneficiary of a private express trust at common law. Unincorporated associations could not be the beneficiary of a private express trust. However, under modern law, an unincorporated association can be the beneficiary of a private express trust. Class gifts are valid, but if a class is too big, even if ascertainable, it is invalid because simply cannot be administered, e.g., all of the people of the state of California. But it might be a charitable trust. A child conceived when the interest was created and later born is deemed an ascertainable person. Watch out for a violation of the rule against perpetuities, e.g., O conveys bank in trust to a but product X is ever sold and to B's interest can vest certainly more than any life in being plus 21 years. Hence, B's interest is stricken. The is left with a fee simple issued. Legal purpose heavily tested rule. Finally, the trust purpose cannot be illegal or contrary to public policy. The trust purpose is invalid if 1. It is illegal, 2. Its performance requires a criminal or tortious act, or 3. It is otherwise contrary to public policy. Illegality at creation. 1. If it is possible to excise illegality, the trust is valid. E.g. settlor creates a trust for X, on the condition that X divorces his spouse. Such a trust is contrary to public policy. The court will excise illicit condition and X would take the trust free of the condition. 2. If it is not possible to excise illegality, the court, with its discretion, will either A. invalidate the trust at its inception, or B. allow the trustee to keep the property for himself. 8. If the court invalidated the trust is not recognized and settlor remains the owner of the property. E.g. settlor creates a trust to defraud settlor creditors. The court will invalidate the trust, so that settlor creditors can attach the assets. B. The court allows the trustee to keep the property for himself as punishment to the settlor who does not have clean hands. Illegality after creation. If a trust becomes illegal after creation, the resulting trust is decreed. The resulting trust is an implied in fact trust based on the presumed intent of the parties. Once a court decrees a resulting trust, the resulting trustee has only one obligation: to transfer the property back to the settlor if the settlor is alive, and if not, to the settlor's estate, the residuary devisees, if any, and if none, to the settlor's heir. Issue. creation. How to create a private express trust. Heavily tested rule. 1. Inter vivos trust. A trust can be created either 1. By the transfer of property to another as trustee, or 2. By a person declaring himself trustee for another. I transfer in trust. The present intent required must be manifested by delivery. Say for a trust of real property, the settlor must execute and deliver a deed transfer and title to the trustee. The writing requirement is due to the statute of frauds. B. For a trust of personal property, there must be delivery to the trustee of the trust property at the time settlor manifests the intent to create the trust. The delivery can be actual, symbolic or constructive. If there is no delivery to trustee, there is no trust. A promise to deliver the corpus in the future is not a delivery. II. Declaration in trust. The present intent required must be manifested by words declaring oneself trustee. A. In the declaration of trust for real property, there must be some writing satisfying the statute of frauds indicating that settlor also is the trustee. B. A declaration in trust of personal property, because the settlor is the trustee, there is no issue of delivery. E.g. settlor executes a trust instrument that states, I hold myself a trustee for this $100,000 for the benefit of X during X's lifetime. To testamentary trusts, settlor trust intent and the essential terms of the trust, trust res, beneficiaries, and trust purpose must be ascertained from the will itself, from a writing incorporated by reference into the will, from facts having independent legal significance, or from the exercise of a power of appointment created by the will. E.g. testator's will states, I devise Black Acre 2 Bank to hold in trust for the benefit of my son for his life. Will 2. Charitable trust issued. Charitable trust rule. 1. Definition of Statute of Elizabeth. Charitable trust is trusts for education, alleviation of poverty, alleviation of sickness, to help orphans. 2. Definition of restatement. Charitable trust is any trust which confers a substantial benefit upon society, e.g. trusts to help the poor, advance education, help the sick, promote religion issue. Creation of a charitable trust rule. A charitable trust is validly created if there is 1. Manifestation of trust intent, to trustee, 3. Res for trust property, for beneficiary, and 5. Legal charitable purpose. Issue. Beneficiary of a charitable trust rule. A charitable trust must have indefinite beneficiaries. In a charitable trust, there is no ascertainable person or group of people who are the beneficiaries. As in a private express trust, while an individual may receive an incidental benefit, the focus is on society. Where the beneficiary is of a small group of people, but settlor creates a trust to alleviate poverty among that small group, e.g., his relatives, there is split of authority on whether this trust is a private express trust or a charitable trust. I. One view, it is a private express trust because only a few people are getting benefit. II. Other view, it is a charitable trust because whenever poverty is eliminated, society benefits issue. Rule against perpetuities rule. A charitable trust may be perpetual. The common law rule of rule against perpetuities does not apply to charitable trusts. Issue. Cypress rule. When a charitable purpose selected by the settlor is impracticable, the court will select an alternative under the doctrine of Cypress, which means nearly as possible. To apply the doctrine of Cypress, the court must find a general charitable intent on the part of the settlor and ascertain her primary purpose. E.g., if court find the settlor had a general charitable intent, e.g., to help the poor who are sick, but the mechanism for effectuating that intent is impracticable, the court can modify the mechanism, e.g., building free hospital to a free outpatient clinic Cypress to effectuate settler's charitable intent. If the settler has a specific charitable intent, Cypress cannot be used and the court will decree a resulting trust. The corpus is returned to settler if alive, and if not, to settler's estate. E.g. settler creates a charitable trust for X University Medical School. Years later after settler's death, the medical school ceases to exist. X University wants to use the trust for their health science school. However, from the evidence, one settler graduated the medical school, to taught there, 3 was a dean there, 4 settler gave much money to medical school during his lifetime and seldom gave any money to any other charity, settler had a specific intent. The consequence is a resulting trust. The settler's intent is ascertained by intrinsic evidence, the trust instrument, and extrinsic evidence. 3. Pour over will issue. Pour over will rule. Settler creates an inter vivos trust, with a provision in her will devising part or all of the estate to the trustee of the trust. The pour-over provisions are validated in 1. Incorporation by reference, 2. Facts of independent significance, 3. UD 88 Uniform Testamentary Additions to Trusts Act, 3. UD 88-4. Miscellaneous Trusts Issued. Annuary Trusts Rule. Annuary trust is a trust which has no ascertainable beneficiary and confers no substantial benefit upon society. Courts uphold honorary trusts as long as the named trustee is willing to perform her duties. If the named trustee refuses, the trust fails and the resulting trust is imposed. Absent special statutes, many jurisdictions will void an honorary trust on the basis of the rule against perpetuities if its duration may be more than a life in being plus 21 years. Under the Restatement of Trusts and the Uniform Trust Code, honorary trusts are enforceable up to 21 years. Then the resulting trust follows to end the trust by someone named in the trust instrument or appointed by the court, e.g. usually established for the benefit of pets or for the maintenance of burial places. Also, trust to further fox hunting, the trust to advance an unusual political ideology. The failure of a trust because the trustee refuses to serve never happens with a private express trust or a charitable trust, because in the case a trustee refuses to serve, the court will appoint a new trustee. Issue. Totten Trust Rule. The Totten Trust Tentative Bank Account Trust, whereby the named beneficiary takes whatever is left in the account at death of the owner of the account. E.g., the Totten Trust reads, X as trustee for Y. The depositor/trustee owns the account during the depositor/trustee's lifetime but owes the named beneficiary no fiduciary duties. Depositor/trustee has full control during her lifetime. She can do with the money anything she wants. The named beneficiary takes whatever is left, if anything, on depositor/trustee's death. The Totten Trust is actually just the will substitute, but if the elements of the express trust are met, trustee will owe full range of fiduciary duties. 5. Restraints on Alienation Issue. Alienation Rule. As a general rule, absent restrictions by statute or by the trust instrument, the beneficiary may freely transfer his interest in the trust. The assigned interest remains subject to all previous conditions and limitations. Also, absent restrictions by statute or by the trust instrument, an insolvent trust beneficiary's creditors may levy on his interest in trust, e.g., attach or seize the beneficiary's right to future profits. The interest is subject to judicial sale. To avoid this, a court may order the trustee to pay the beneficiary's income to the creditors until the debt is satisfied. Issue. Spendthrift Trust. Spendthrift provision of a private express trust heavily tested rule. Spendthrift trust precludes the beneficiary from voluntary or involuntary transferring his interest in the trust, and his creditors are precluded from reaching it to satisfy their claims. And to find spendthrift trust, the terms of the trust must essentially include the definition, e.g. no beneficiary of this trust shall be allowed to voluntarily transfer his right to future payments, and no creditor shall be allowed to attach any beneficiary's right to future payments. The purpose is to protect the beneficiary from his own improvidence. However, most courts uphold spendthrift restrictions, one restriction permitting the beneficiary to voluntarily alienate his interest, but deny creditors to reach the beneficiary's interest is invalid. Two courts may recognize the assignment on the ground that the beneficiary merely has given the trustee a direction or order to pay the beneficiary's agent or representative, i.e., assignee. 3. A beneficiary's assignees cannot force the trustee to pay them, although the trustee can do so if the beneficiary has not repudiated the trustee's authorization to pay assignee. 4. A spendthrift provision is invalid if the settlor is the beneficiary. The settlor cannot protect his own retained interests from his creditors in most jurisdictions. The trust itself is valid. 5. Many jurisdictions allow certain classes of creditors to reach the beneficiary's assets notwithstanding a spendthrift restraint. 1. Government creditors. 2. Those who provide necessities of life to the beneficiary. 3. A child for child support. 4. A spouse for spousal support. 5. An ex-spouse for alimony. 6. A tort. Judgment creditor. 6. In addition to 5 classes, many jurisdictions allow that any creditor has the right to attach a surplus as measured by the beneficiary's station in life. The beneficiary's station in life is not based on objective test, but subjective test, although only reasonable amounts are considered. Gambling expenses would not be considered. Issue. Support Trust. Support provisions of a private express trust rule. Support trust is a trust where the trustee is required to use only so much of the income or principal as is necessary for the beneficiary's health, support, maintenance, or education. To find support trust, the terms of the trust must essentially include the definition, e.g. trustee is required to use only so much of the income or principal as is necessary for the beneficiary's health, support, maintenance, and education. The beneficiary of the support trust cannot transfer his interest in the trust because assignment of this kind of trust defeats the purpose of the trust and violates settlor's intent. Also, generally, involuntary alienation is also not allowed. However, same as spendthrift trust, certain preferred creditors can attach the beneficiary's interest. Same as spendthrift trust, creating a self-settled support trust is generally not allowed. Trust itself is valid issue. Discretionary trust. Discretionary provisions of a private express trust heavily tested rule. Discretionary trust is a trust where the trustee is given sole and absolute discretion in determining how much to pay the beneficiary, if anything, and when to pay the beneficiary, if ever. To find discretionary trust, the terms of the trust must include the definition, and the fact pattern must include the definition. E.g., settlor will create a trust, the terms of which will state, trustee shall have full, sole, and absolute discretion in determining when to pay the beneficiary and how much to pay the beneficiary. Views are split about whether beneficiary can transfer his interest in the discretionary trust. On one hand, beneficiary cannot voluntarily transfer his interest into trust because beneficiary may get nothing. On the other hand, there is other view that beneficiary can transfer his interest and, if in fact, there was an assignment, the assignee steps into the shoes of the beneficiary. As a result, assignee cannot force payment by the trustee. But, if the trustee has notice of the assignment and does decides to pay, then the trustee must pay the assignee or be held personally liable. Also, views are split about whether the creditor can attach the beneficiary's interest. On one hand, creditor cannot attach because there is nothing to attach. On the other hand, if the trustee has notice of the debt and the creditor's judgment against beneficiary, and the trustee decides to pay, he must pay the creditors or be held personally liable. Same as spendthrift trust, creating a self-settled discretionary trust is generally not allowed. Trust itself is valid, e.g. trustee in his sole and absolute discretion shall pay the amount needed for the beneficiary's support and maintenance. Because of the words sole and absolute, it could be a discretionary trust. Then apply the rules of discretionary trust to the facts. Also, because the words support and maintenance, in the alternative, it could be a support trust. Then apply the rules of support trusts to the facts. 6. Resulting trust issue. Resulting trust rule. The resulting trust is an implied in fact trust and is based upon the presumed intent of the parties. If a resulting trust is decreed by the court, the resulting trustee will transfer the property to the settlor if the settlor is alive, and if not, to the settlor's estate. How a resulting trust arises. 1. When a private express trust ends by its own terms, but there is no provision for what happens to the corpus thereafter. E.g. settlor creates a trust to enable her daughter to obtain law school education. Valid trust. But there is no provision about what happens to the property after the daughter gets her law school education. In this case, the settlor's intent that he wants the property back is presumed, and once daughter gets her education, the trust ends and the property is back to settlor if alive, if not, to his estate. 2. When a private express trust fails, because there is no beneficiary. In this case, we presume settlor wants the property back, to the settlor if alive, if not, to her estate. 3. When a charitable trust ends because of impossibility or impracticability and site press cannot be used. For when a private express trust fails because after creation, the trust becomes illegal. 5. When there is excess corpus in a private express trust, e.g. settlor creates a valid private express trust, but due to excellent investing, there is more than enough corpus available to accomplish the trust purpose. With respect to that excess corpus, there will be a result trust. 6. When there is a purchase money resulting trust. A purchase money resulting trust is presumed whenever X the beneficiary furnishes the consideration for the acquisition of real or personal property, but, with X's consent, title is taken in the name of Y the trustee. The consideration paid by X must be for purchase of the property. Sums paid to make improvements on the property or to pay taxes on it do not give rise to a trust. Y can rebut by showing that no trust was intended, e.g., payment was a gift or loan to Y or satisfaction of a debt owing to Y, where there is a very close personal relationship between the parties, e.g., X is the parent, grandparent, or spouse of Y. The gift is presumed rather than a trust, but rebuttable. Uncle, aunt, brother, sister, child or grandchild is not close relationship for this purpose. 7. When there is semi-secret trust. Semi-secret trust arises when the will makes a gift to a person to hold as trustee, but does not name the beneficiary. I devise $100,000 to X as trustee. The will on its face shows a trust intention, but the beneficiary cannot be ascertained. To admit in the evidence to establish the terms of the trust violates the statute of wills, the local probate code. Courts typically decree the resulting trust. This outcome is distinguished from secret trusts. 7. Constructive trust issue. Constructive trust rule. A constructive trust is not a really trust, but rather is a flexible equitable remedy to prevent unjust enrichment resulting from wrongful conduct, such as fraud, undue influence, or breach of a fiduciary duty. The constructive trustee's only duty is to convey the property to the person who would have owned it but for the wrongful conduct. How a constructive trust arises. 1. Where the trustee of private express trust or charitable trust makes a profit because of self-dealing breach of a fiduciary duty, with respect to those ill-gotten profits, the trustee will be a constructive trustee. As such, the trustee will have to turn those profits over to the intended beneficiaries of the trust, as decreed by the court. 2. With respect to the law of wills, when there is fraud in the inducement or undue influence, a remedy that the court has for fraud in the inducement or undue influence is that the court can deny the will probate and make the heir a constructive trustee who will have only one obligation to transfer the property to the intended beneficiary, as determined by the court. 3. Secret trust in the law of wills. Secret trust arises where the will on its face makes a gift to X, but the gift is given on the basis of an oral promise by X to use the property for the benefit of Y, e.g. testator goes to X and says, X, I shall devise $100,000 to you, if you promise to use this money for the benefit of Y. X promises. Thereafter testator executes his will that states, I devise $100,000 to Y. When testator dies, from the will, it seems that X owns the $100,000 for himself, free of any trust. Oral evidence is admissible to show that the beneficiary is Y. As a result, X will become a constructive trustee who will have only one obligation to transfer the property to Y. But, for semi-secret trusts, court will not impose a constructive trust, rather they impose a resulting trust. On the bar, discuss the rules for both, then, apply the appropriate doctrine to the facts at hand. Continues to next page issue. Continues from previous page for oral real estate trust, e.g. X goes to Y and states, if I transferred Blackacre to you by deed, will you hold Blackacre for the benefit of Z? Y agrees. Thereafter X executes a deed in favor of Y and delivers it to Y. Rule. From the four corners of the deed, Y seemingly owned the property in fee simple absolute, free of any trust. Further, if Z claims the property, Y can raise the statute of frauds as an affirmative defense to keep the property for himself. But, there are three situations where the Y will not be allowed to invoke the statute of frauds to keep the property. In such case, Y will be decreed a constructive trustee who will have only one obligation to transfer the property to the intended beneficiary, Z. A fiduciary relationship between X and Y. If there was a fiduciary relationship between X and Y, Y will not be allowed to invoke the statute of frauds, and will be decreed a constructive trustee. B. There was fraud in the inducement on Y's part when Y, on the face, agreed, his actual intent was to take it for himself. Y will not be allowed to invoke the statute of frauds to keep the property. C. There was detrimental reliance by the intended beneficiary. If Z relied to his detriment on the existence of this oral real estate trust, the Z will get the property from Y via a constructive trust. Detrimental reliance will arise if Z1 took possession and to make improvements. Possession alone is not enough. 8. Trustee powers and duties issue. Trustee powers rule. Trustee has enumerated powers also. Trustee has all implied powers, which are helpful and appropriate to carry out the trust purpose. E.g. the power 1 to sell trust property, 2 to incur expenses, 3 to lease, 4 to borrow in modern view. Common law denies this power issue. Trustee duties owed to beneficiaries heavily tested rule. Trustee's duties owed to beneficiaries are 1. Duty of loyalty, 2. Duty to invest, 3. Duty to earmark, 4. Duty to segregate, 5. Duty not to delegate, 6. Duty to account, and 7. Duty of due care. On the bar, look for 3 or 4 duties breached. You never get just 1 or 2. Remember, you always be able to discuss duty of due care. Don't leave it. Flow/I/year/southeast/d/ac/ca7 issue. I duty of loyalty rule. Duty of loyalty requires that the trustee administer the trust for the benefit of the beneficiaries implicitly. Trustee must be impartial, having no other consideration in mind. Thus, the trustee is not allowed to engage in self-dealing. E.g. a trustee prefers one beneficiary, his child, over the other beneficiaries. B. Trustee sells trust property to trustee's spouse. C. Trustee lawyer hires himself as a result of the breach of the duty of loyalty. If there is a loss, the trustee is surcharged, meaning that the trustee has to make good the loss. If the trustee makes a personal profit, then with respect to those ill-gotten profits, the trustee is a constructive trustee and must turn over those profits to the intended beneficiary. Issue. II duty to invest rule. There are split of authority for the trustee's duty to invest. 1. Some jurisdictions have lists which trustee must follow in the absence of directions in the trust. Good investments in these jurisdictions are: A. Federal government bond, B. Federally insured certificate of deposit, C. First deeds of trust in real estate, D. Stock of publicly traded corporations depends on jurisdiction. Never invest in a new business or in second deeds of trust in real estate. No speculating allowed. 2. At common law, the duty to invest requires the trustee to act as a reasonably prudent person investing his own property, trying to maximize income while preserving corpus. If the trustee holds himself out as having greater skill, he is held to that higher standard. Good investments under the common law test: A. Federal government bonds, B. First deeds of trust in real estate, C. Federally insured certificate of deposit, D. Blue chip stocks, E. Mutual funds depends on jurisdiction. Never invest in a new business or in second deeds of trust in real estate. No speculating allowed. Each individual investment is scrutinized. 3. Uniform Prudent Investor Act, adopted by most states, simply provides that the trustee must invest as a prudent investor. Unlike the other rules, each individual investment is not scrutinized, but rather performance is measured in the context of the entire trust portfolio. Even derivatives or future contracts may be appropriate in the context of an entire portfolio. If trustee breaches the duty to invest, trustee must make good the loss. If there is a profit, the beneficiaries affirm the transaction. No netting is allowed. If one investment makes profit and other makes loss, the trustee is surcharged for the loss while the beneficiaries affirm the transaction that made profit. Diversification of investment issues. II Duty to Earmark Rule. Duty of earmark requires the trustee to label trust property as trust property. E.g., if trustee owns share of stock and it is properly earmarked, the stock will be registered to X as trustee of the Y trust. Breach of the duty to earmark. In common law approach, if trustee breaches the duty to earmark and there is a loss, the trustee is held personally liable. No causal relationship required between failure to earmark and a loss. E.g., if the stock market crashes and there is a loss, trustee is held personally liable. Even though the failure to earmark did not cause the loss, the market would have crashed even if the trustee had earmarked. In modern approach, if there is a failure to earmark and there is a loss, the trustee is held personally liable only if the loss was caused by the failure to earmark. E.g., if trustee fails to earmark and she holds the trust property in her own name and her own personal creditors subsequently attach and end up keeping that asset, then the failure to earmark caused the loss, and under either the common law or modern approach, the trustee would be held personally liable. Issue. IV Duty to Segregate Rule. Duty to segregate requires the trustee not to commingle his own personal funds with trust funds. Moreover, the duty to segregate also requires that the trustee not commingle the funds of Trust X with the funds of Trust Y. If trustee breaches the duty to segregate, the trustee can be removed and be held liable for any loss. Issue. V. Duty Not to Delegate Rule. Duty not to delegate prohibits the trustee to delegate decision-making authority to the others, although trustee can rely on professional advisors in reaching the decision. E.g., trustee can rely on advice of competent counsel in determining whether to prosecute a lawsuit. But the trustee is not allowed to sign a blank pleading and tell the lawyer, "You do what you think the best." Under the common law, the trustee could not delegate the duty to invest to a professional money manager. Modernly, the trustee can delegate this duty, e.g., to a manager of a mutual fund. While a trustee cannot delegate to a third person, the trustee also cannot delegate to another trustee. Under the common law, in the absence of the contrary provision in the trust instrument, trustees must act unanimously. Modernly, trustee can act by majority decision. Issue. VI Duty to Account Rule. Duty to account requires the trustee on a regular basis to give the beneficiary a statement of income and expenses of the trust. If the trustee fails to render an accounting to the beneficiaries would file an action for an accounting. Issue. VII Duty of Due Care Rule. Duty of due care requires the trustee to act as a reasonably prudent person dealing with his own affairs. On the bar, it is always possible to discuss this duty when the trustee breaches his fiduciary duties. Issue. Remedies of beneficiary for breaching of duty or duties rule. 1. Damages. 2. Constructive trust remedy. 3. Tracing and equitable lien on property. 4. Ratify the transaction if good for beneficiary. 5. Remove trustee issues. Liability of trustee to third persons. Liability in contract and tort rule. Liability in contract. At common law, trustee is sued in his personal capacity. As a result, the trustee's personal assets are at stake. But the trustee can get indemnification from trust assets if the trustee acted within his powers and was not personally at fault. The only case the trustee would be sued in his representative capacity, i.e., trustee's personal assets are not at risk, is if the contract itself provided that in the event of a breach by the trustee is to be sued in his representative capacity signing the contract, X, as trustee of Y trust is not enough. That modern law, if the other person to the contract, the promisee, knows that the trustee is entering into the contract in his representative capacity, the trustee must be sued in his representative capacity signing the contract, X. As trustee of the Y trust, the trustee must be sued in his representative capacity. Liability in tort. At common law, the trustee is sued in his personal capacity. If the trustee was without personal fault, the trustee can get indemnification from trust assets. Thus, if an agent committed the negligent act, or if this is a case of strict liability, the trustee can obtain indemnification. That modern law, The trustee is sued in his individual capacity and is personally liable for torts only if the trustee is personally at fault, i.e., acted negligently or otherwise committed a tort. Thus, if an agent committed the negligent act, or if this is a case of strict liability, the trustee is sued in his representative capacity. 9. Modification and termination of trust issue. Modification by the settlor rule. The settlor can modify the trust if the settlor expressly reserves the power to modify the trust. Settlor has the power to modify, by implication, if the settlor has the power to revoke, because the power to revoke is the greatest power a settlor can have. Issue. Modification by the court rule. There can be modification by the court regarding charitable trusts and the side press power changing the mechanism to further settlor's general charitable intent. There also can be modification of charitable trusts or private express trusts regarding the court's deviation power. Deviation power doctrine of changed circumstances. When the court exercises its deviation power, the court changes the administrative or management provisions of the trust. With deviation, the court is not changing beneficiaries. E.g., settlor creates a valid private express trust, providing that the trustee can invest only in bonds and cannot invest in stocks. The trust was created during the Great Depression, when the stock market collapsed. In 1955, after the stock market rebounded and during a time of high inflation, the trustee petitions the court allow investing in stocks because without such investing, within 20 years inflation will outpace the investments presently authorized to the point where the trust will not be able to pay trust expenses, let alone pay income to the beneficiaries. The court to use its deviation power, if the petitioner established one unforeseen circumstances on the part of the settlor and to necessity deviation needed to preserve the trust. In above, e.g., if we stipulate that one settlor could not foresee the rate of inflation and the resurgence of the stock market, and two, without deviation, the trust will go broke, the court will allow deviation, trustee will be authorized by the court to deviate from the trust instrument and invest in stocks issue. Termination of revocable trusts rule. On majority view, to retain the power to revoke the trust, the settlor must expressly reserve the power in the trust instrument. On minority view, the settlor is presumed to have the power to revoke, unless the trust is expressly made irrevocable. Issue. Termination of irrevocable trusts rule. An irrevocable trust can be terminated prematurely before the time set for termination in the trust instrument if one settlor and all the beneficiaries agree to terminate. All the beneficiaries means you must account for contingent remainderment. Guardian ad litem. A guardian appointed to represent those parties to a suit who are incapacitated by infancy or otherwise must be appointed to represent them. To all the beneficiaries agree to terminate and all the material purposes have been accomplished, because equity will not see a trust to continue to carry out a minor or insignificant purpose. If sufficient assets are set aside to accomplish the insignificant purposes which not yet accomplished, the court will make certain that assets are sufficient and terminate the trust. Also in this case, must account for unborn beneficiaries with a guardian ad litem. 3. By operation of law, passive trusts and the statute of uses. Statute of uses. Not all jurisdictions recognize the statute of uses comes into play when there is a private express trust with a corpus of real property, and the trust is passive. The trustee has no active duties, and is just holding bare legal title. In such case, under the statute of uses, the beneficiaries get legal title by operation of law, and thus the trust terminates. Statute of uses does not apply to a passive trust of stock or other personal property. But, by analogy, the principles of the statute of uses should apply because equity should not see a useless act done. 10. Income and principal uniform. PRINCIPAL and income / issue. Income and expenses allocated to the life tenant rule. The life tenant gets 1 cash dividends, 2 interest income, and 3 net business income. The life tenant's interest pays for 1 interest on loan indebtedness, 2 taxes, and 3 minor repairs, e.g., paint job issue. Income and expenses allocated to the remainderment rule. Remainderment gets 1 stock dividends, 2 stock splits, and 3 net proceeds on sale of a trust asset. Remainderment's interest pays for 1 principal part of loan indebtedness, and 2 major repairs or improvements, e.g., new wing on a building issue. Adjustment power of trustee rule. Trustee can disregard the above stated rules regarding allocation of income to life tenant and remainderment if a different allocation is necessary to administer the trust fairly. Uniform principal and income ipt majority adopted proves this power. E.g., if the only income from the trust is from the sale of trust assets, trustee may allocate some of the income to the life tenant,